Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Ann Lusk with Lusk & Associates, Sotheby's International Realty in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Last year, she closed 108 transactions with a total sales volume of $45 million. Her average sales price was $418,000, of which 25% were buyers and 75% were sellers. She has a 7-member team, one buyer transaction coordinator, one seller transaction coordinator, one runner, one marketing director, two marketing assistants, and one team leader. Ann Lusk is the team leader of the Ann Lusk team. She's been an agent for 21 years and works the Lancaster County and Central Pennsylvania markets. In this call, Ann talks about getting a fast start and selling 77 homes her first year in a new market, quickly identifying an underserved niche and helping Spanish-speaking clients, becoming the community resource for her clients and serving their needs both in and out of real estate, how referrals happen without asking for them when you have a servant's heart, why you have to do good to do well, how she broke into the luxury market when a janitor mentioned her to a corporate executive who referred her to her first high-end relocation client, her signature Go Godiva chocolate marketing effort that brings in $10 million in referrals and has a 20-to-1 ROI, selling 108 homes last year and 149 homes already this year, being the only salesperson on the team and handling all the buyers and sellers personally, why your actions speak louder than your words, how she increased her production 40% in the last year by focusing all of her marketing efforts in the one area around her office, team dynamics, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Ann.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
I am great, Ann. Thank you so much for joining us. Ann, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Well, that is a long list of careers, but they all help me each and every day in some way. For instance, when I graduated from Penn State University main campus, I worked at KOUS, KYUS, and KCTZ-TV, Billings, Hardin, Miles City, and Bozeman. And out in the West, you cover a lot of territory at a TV station. You have to create your own stories, do your own research, edit, and go on air. And that was an excellent experience to make you comfortable dealing with all sorts of people. And also really putting together marketing, because as a person on the air, not only in a small station do you have to wear many hats, but in order to make more money, I had to sell some advertising. So I really got a well-rounded education as far as media and how it works. And as an anchor person, you truly are a salesperson. Because and every day you have to prospect for your stories and look for something new, current, and exciting. And the most important thing you learn is two words, right now. And then after that, I worked at Armstrong World Industries, and I sold products, flooring, furniture, ceiling tiles, anything that Armstrong World Industries manufactured or owned a company, even Thomasville Furniture, I sold those items directly to people like General Dynamics for their submarines, Viking Yacht, Egg Harbor Yacht, Fleetwood RVs, Clayton Mobile Homes. So as the only female vendor of 2,000 vendors, the presidents and the people that worked at the company were very eager to show me all aspects of construction. So I learned a lot about framing, electrical, how things are built and constructed, which helps me, again, each and every day in what I do. And I was also in the automotive industry, and I specialized in wholesaling high-end cars throughout the world. So I would ship Bentleys, Porsches, Mercedes, Aston Martin Lagondas, Rolls-Royces, Ferraris, all sorts of fancy cars, not only within the U.S., but around the world. And I worked at Steve Taub Porsche Audi in Santa Monica, and again, had some amazing clients that are extremely well known. And it gave me a comfort level of working, again, with people from all different backgrounds, all different walks of life. And it really gave me the confidence to work in sales.
How did you decide to go from all those different backgrounds into real estate? What moved you into real estate?
Well, several things. When I was in Florida in the automotive business, as a wholesaler, I would have clients from all over the world that would want to come and meet me in person in Florida. And when they were there, they loved Palm Beach. They loved Jupiter. They were from all over the world. And they would say to me, oh, I want to live here. And I wasn't a real estate agent at the time, but they'd say, help me find a house. Well, since I tortured my real estate agents and saw 345 homes before I chose one to buy, I had a pretty good knowledge of the marketplace. And I would go and ask them what they wanted, and then I'd find an agent, and I'd preview all the homes, and then I would select a handful, anywhere between 3 and 10, that I thought my car clients would like. I would arrange the way they should see them, and I would tell them usually the last one is the one they'll be buying. And one of my clients was like, you should be the agent, not that person. And I said, well, being a real estate agent's a fate worse than death. You work 24/7. People never leave you alone. You don't get a break. You drive people around for days, months, and hours, and then they don't buy a house from you, and you've wasted all that time when you could have been doing other things. Obviously, for some reason, I was extremely attracted to that lifestyle. And my first real estate office was Gimel Staub Better Homes and Gardens in Jupiter, Florida. And I sold several homes there, but I think that I could have done much better. And I had some fantastic mentors in the business, and I just didn't get what I needed to do. I was successful in spite of myself, and I think it's because I had great people around me. And when, you know, I left Florida, I went to California. When I came back to Pennsylvania, I love my dog, so my dog was sick. And I worked at Penn Vet Supply selling veterinary pharmaceuticals. And I did an excellent job at that, because I would come to work, and I was never afraid of asking people for the order. So within a short time, I became very successful on that. But I realized that I really needed more. And my boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, said, you love homes. You're a highly motivated, hardworking person. What was your favorite thing you have ever done? Because the car business started to go downhill then. The internet sort of overtook that business early on. And I said, well, I loved homes. I know how to build them. I'm very good with color and design. And I just not sure I want to be a real estate agent, but I'm sick of being limited, my success being limited based on corporate America or someone else deciding what I should make. That's just not really going to work for me. So he said, well, why don't you go back into real estate? And I said, oh, I haven't lived around here for like 10 years. I don't really know anybody anymore. And I'm just not so sure. Well, he basically said, well, if you don't try it, you won't know. So I joined a really small non-franchise company in the city of Lancaster. And I liked it because there wasn't a lot of agents in the office. And I felt that I would have more freedom that it wasn't a franchise. And I had one attribute that when you're in real estate, you always have to seek your niche. My niche was I had lived in Florida and California, and I'd taken Spanish for over 8 years. And I figured, what can I do right now, again, the keywords in my life, to build a business? Because I was really having a difficult time breaking into an area that was ruled by local people that had lived here consistently. And I was an outsider. So I thought, what can I do? When I was in the office on floor time, I was listening to people calling in that couldn't speak English at all or very well. Well, I immediately heard the receptionist struggle with it. And I said, send that person to me. Well, they were amazed that a blonde-haired woman with blue eyes could read, write, and speak Spanish proficiently. And that was the beginning of my niche. And in a short period of time, I had my first listing. Then I got my second listing. I went knocking on doors in predominantly Spanish-speaking neighborhoods in the city of Lancaster. And I gave these pot holders out. I can't make this up. And wrote thank you notes to people and watched, I think his name was Tommy Hopkins, videos, mm-hmm. and Danielle Kennedy. And that was my training from Mr. Grable, and listened to them and did what I was told to do. Different than the first time as in real estate where I just showed up and smiled, I really went out and prospected. And very quickly built up a business because I sought a niche where I could excel that truly no one else was fighting for. And the power of referrals was amazing. And one of the things in life, like I learned, is, you know, always pay it forward. Not only was I helping them buy houses, I was helping this fabulous group of human beings build their life in a better way. I was telling them going here to these buy here, pay here, because you wanted a VCR, and you put, you know, $20 down and $10 a week for 3 years, that you were spending way too much, and it was helping them redo their financial futures. Still to this day, you know, 20-some years later, you know, a lot of my initial clients are bringing me their car leases, asking me questions, should I do this, should I not do that? Some of these clients I had, I worked with 2 and 3 years to build their credit up to be able to buy a $55,000 house. And I find that, you know, sometimes everything you do builds on your success. I learned how to do really difficult deals in a language that was not my first language. And I found that that was extremely helpful because I truly had something unique that I could offer.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.